Okay, you are listening to Right Back At You, the 2000s pop music podcast, where we have fun taking pop music seriously. This is part two of our 5-year anniversary mailbag special, featuring all of your incredible questions and voice notes. Let's jump into it. I want to go to one of our loveliest followers, lovely Emmy.
Emmy!
Let's hear what you've got to say.
Hey guys, I'm already starting the questions now because I have them perfectly in my head right now. So, by the way, I just want to say, love your podcast, my favorite podcast ever. You guys are absolutely amazing.
Oh.
Respect to you both. Thanks for the content. So my first question is, would you ever do a girl band episode like you did with soap stars to pop stars? So people like the Honeys,
yes.
Girl
yes.
Thing... Girls Can Catch. Would you ever do a whole girl band episode, or would you do them separately?
We can do both.
Hope to hear from you. And my second question is, out of all the talent shows in the past, which one would you bring back in terms of Pop Idol, Pop Stars the Rivals, X Factor, or Fame Academy?
Ooh.
And ranking from the best to worst?
Oh.
Thanks, guys.
Emmy, I'm calling it now, best question of the episode.
I love that. Thank you so much, Emmy. And also, so good to hear your voice. Thank you always for messaging us.
The girl bands one. We need to do this, David, because it's been popping up for years off and on.
It's actually been on our schedule to do one of these girl group. We try to mix two or three together in one episode. And actually, Booty Love was meant to be in one of those multi-girl group episodes, but we decided
and they got their deserved headline moment.
Yes, I want to do Girls Can't Catch. Yes, I want to do Mini Viva. So we, and also maybe Dolly Rockers. I don't know how much there is in a discography, but I want to do it. So Joel, let's talk about that. Also, the next part of the question, I don't know Fame Academy, I'll be honest with you. I wasn't tuned in to that.
Oh, David Lim. So we had Pop Idol, Fame Academy, Pop Stars, Pop Stars the Rivals, and The X Factor. So Emmy's asked, what one would we bring back?
I want Pop Stars the Rivals as number one, because I love to see a major label, two major labels go head to head with their budget, their funding, their support of a new act, their A&R, all that kind of money and spend and energy. I want to see that.
I'm going to bring back Into the Room. Do you remember on an episode, David, that I pitched a TV show called Chart Racers?
Yes,
and
I remember you
like
talking about
10
this.
10 finalists, and they'd all release a single, and they'd all be on the show for like 10 weeks, but it would follow them all release a single, and whoever gets to number one or the highest entry is the winner. So honorary mention to that.
I love that you're like using this as a platform to get your show out.
Copyright, Joel Babington. but in answer of Emmy's question, I would pick Pop Stars. I want docu-style. I want genuine curation of a high-level pop band. I want We Are Following This Journey to create one band where the best of the best are getting into it with all the efforts putting into it. I don't want people rivaling against each other or battling it out. I want to follow the people, and this is your band. I would answer Emmy's question from ranking them from worst to best. So for me, worst, Fame Academy. No offense, BBC, but absolute flop. It gave us some amazing talent, like Lamar, come on, incredible. Then after that, I'll go with X Factor. You were kind of incredible, and then you kind of made the industry awful. I'll be completely honest. Then, joint second, Pop Idol and Pop Stars Arrivals, and number one, Pop Stars.
Okay, there it is, the JB's list.
Thank you, Emmy. Love you. Lots of love to you.
Oh, we got another one from another podcast. G'day. Hello.
Hello. CCTV, the non-stop pop show. These two, David, are fabulous. They've sent us a question. Congratulations on 5 years. You both clearly have great taste. Thank you. So what are your favourite K-pop songs and or artists?
Oh, this is right up my street.
This is right up. Take it away, Davo.
Gotta give it to our girl, the wonder girl, Sunmi. Because I think she, as a solo artist, is in such an interesting space ever since Gashina onwards. Like, you guys, I know there was a little bit of frisson on Twitter when she released Heroin. When she released Heroin and people were like, oh, it sounds a little bit like Cheryl's Fight for This Love. If that is enough of a hook, please go and check it out.
And for me, David, I mean, you well and truly know. Just over 10 years ago, they're the girls that got me into K-pop, the Wonder Girls, Sunmi's original band. They're not only my favourite K-pop band of all time, but they're, I say on record, my favourite girl band of all time.
Oh, yeah.
And yeah, absolutely thrilled that we've been able to see Sunmi live twice. I love 4 Minute as well, but I love all the girls. All the girls are amazing.
We love all the girls. Absolutely. Like, yeah, Girls' Generation.
And we've obviously had two amazing nights at Blackpink concerts as well.
Yes. 21. Like, that is my girl
21.
Group.
Oh my God.
Like, talk about the time I really got into K-pop girl groups. 21 was my beginning to the end. Thanks for that question, because we don't talk about K-pop enough on this podcast or ever. And yeah, it turns out that JB and I do actually, on the side, dabble.
Absolutely. We have an audio note from Stephen. Shall we see what he's had to say?
Hello, Stephen. Okay.
Hi, David and Joel. Stephen from Glasgow here, and Tina Cousins Stan.
Oh!
I love your podcast, and I have a question. Last Mailbox episode, you successfully manifested Steps doing a cover of Hard to Forget. Just wondering if you had any other manifestations for this year for our pop huns.
Stephen, well done.
Like, you are really tapped in to notice that.
Gold star.
Listen, we have friends in the industry that listen to our podcast, so we're glad that that Steps song resonated. And by the way, that was a suggestion.
Shout out to Brad, who sent that in originally.
Yeah, our Australian listener suggested that.
Of the Steps podcast now, of Glitter and Gold, the Steps podcast.
Iconic. If you look at our our fictitious pop star albums that we compile, or I compile.
China is a big fan of DL2. I've not even stood a chance yet.
That's your fault, babe. I mean, you've not come up with a follow-up. I've been working. I've been hustling. I've got a DL2. Where is JB2? You're keeping the fans waiting. Honestly, we think about this all the time, Stephen, about what songs we could pitch as a cover. But what I personally want to hear is stuff from 18's discography. Mm. When we did our 18's episode, it was so illuminating how many bops and bangers there were. There is an album track by 18's called Closer to Perfection that
absolutely
to me sounds like it could be a Saturday song, it could be a Steps song. So crossing fingers one day someone would hear that and be like, ooh.
Yeah, all right, let's use all our power. Closer to Perfection. And I will, circling back to our last question and bringing it with this, I always, you know my song by the Wonder Girls, Girls Night Out, you know it's serious when I'm playing that.
It is serious.
The Wonder Girls themselves could have done an English version for that for another US breakthrough.
Nobody asked us for a Wonder Girls episode, thanks CCTV, but here we are. You've triggered us. We're into it now. We're doing the K-pop episode now.
I think Yenny could have done it as a solo, like to launch her as a solo artist to America. Yenny from the Wonder Girls, 21, that doesn't know. But yeah, I think someone could take an English version of that and or K-pop too. But I think they could. I think that could be a bop for a girl band.
And we want an Essex version. This is Hun's Night Out. Da-da, Hun's Night Out. Da-da.
Got my lipstick and my heels on. Get the dance floor, I'm going out. Yeah.
That's your exclusive preview of JB2, guys. Thank you.
Mm, no, JB2's Rocky.
Oh, okay, sure.
But JB3 is sexy.
Oh. Love to see whenever you want to produce these playlists, Jolie B. I'm
good luck with these so-called playlists you speak of. All right, fabulous. Well, thank you, Stephen. Let's manifest those. Let's see what lovely Darius has got to say.
Oh, thank you, Darius. We love Darius, who is like such a big supporter and messages us a lot. Darius has written saying, great, I have a question. Out of all the iconic girl groups, i.e. Spice Girls, Sugar Babes, Girls Aloud, etc., what are three most underrated solo songs / singles from any girl group member? Love the pod as always. Years later, and there's never a dull moment. There's never a dull listen. Your cyber friend. Thank you, Lawrence.
I don't want to just go with the obvious and answer with Vicky B. Does anything come to you straight away, Davo?
Do you know what? I'm going to say this. Mochibuana.
Yeah, what songs?
No, but like, I mean underrated as in her whole career as a solo artist. But
so I think Sucker for Love by Mutia is fucking incredible. It's still one of the best moments of my life where she just sung it off the hook, like off the cuff.
I think all of Mutia's solo career was like underrated and we need more of those moments. But if you're going to talk about like stuff that's already released, the most underrated solo single for me is Nicola Roberts' Yo-Yo, which is one of my favorite songs of all time.
Da, 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 da.
You're spinning me up, you're spinning me down. That's not the way she sings it, but yeah.
No, but that was beautiful, David. So yeah, for me, it would be, and look, I'm just going to go obvious, but you girls know I love it. We're Not Gonna Sleep Tonight by Emma Bunton.
Which version, JB?
Single mix. It's like the Hun Pop cousin to Holla. And I'm actually going to say, as much as my answer is Victoria's entire discography, released and unreleased, I'm actually going to turn it on its head a little bit and say Jade Ewing's My Man. And obviously, we still want those Keisha demos to be released. The Summer of Keisha. Do you remember, David?
Fearless. Justice for that. Okay, so this one is by, who's this by? I can't see it.
Justin.
Hey, David and Joel, this is Justin, aka Forever Brats, and I wanted to send this voicemail to you for the mailbag episode. Happy 5th anniversary to you and the podcast.
Now, before we even have a listen, they've followed up with, I'm so sorry, this is so messy, LOL. So let's see what we're in for, David.
Hey, David and Joel, this is Justin, and I wanted to send you this voicemail for the mailbag episode. I'm a huge supporter of the podcast. I'm a huge fan of you guys. I've supported you guys since day one.
Love
so
it.
I'm really happy to see that you guys have lasted this
still
long.
Still here, baby.
And I loved your guys' most recent episode. So my main question for the mailbag is, since you guys did a podcast episode, well, two episodes on the Australian soap stars turned pop stars and a British pop stars, soap stars turned pop stars, I was wondering if you guys ever had plans of doing an American kind of actors turned pop stars or actresses turned pop stars. And I was wondering if you guys ever had really any plans to cover or...
Well, we've got another part two of the message coming in, but I love, right, that our listeners are so, A, they're so polite and lovely, but also B, they're like, they know the facts of what we've released.
Yeah, I feel like the soap stars stuff keeps coming up and it's really made me think, what are the American soap
All right,
stars?
Let's listen, let's listen to the rest
part
of this message.
Two. Okay, okay.
Excuse me. I was just wondering who you guys would cover in that episode. I have a few suggestions.
Jennifer
I'd
Love Hewitt.
If you ever was to do this episode, I would say the like would include Tatiana Ali, Alyssa Milano, LaLanne, Miranda Cosgrove, Jamie Lynn Sigler.
Yes.
There's so many artists that you could cover in this category that honestly it would take all day. But I would love to see you guys kind of do an episode about like actresses that attempted to kind of take their hand on the pop charts, or at least attempt to do like a pop career.
Yes.
And I can't wait to see what you guys cover next. Oh. So love you guys. I hope to listen to the next episode soon. And again, happy 5th anniversary to you and the podcast. Oh. So bye.
Mwah. Thank you, Justin.
Thank you, Justin. Oh my God, you've really made us think, because
this is us like trying to have our big glitzy American breakthrough moment, getting the pom-poms out.
Yeah, like Vicky B when she went over to perform Not Such an Innocent Girl after 9/11.
So Justin, I can't believe you didn't say Jennifer Love Hewitt, bare naked.
But also all these other names, all these other girlies. I mean,
David, you'd love Lalaine. Some of her stuff is really good. Yeah.
Okay. I mean, I know you're more of a Disney girly, Joel, than I am. So you're more tapped into like, not Sabrina Carpenter, but like Sophia Carson and these other girlies her. That came after Selena, like that other generation.
Yeah.
I mean, we've not even touched on Selena. Like, we could probably do Selena on this podcast.
I want to do Demi, Miley and Selena. What I love, right, David, I don't know if you know this, but Alyssa Milano, she had a pop career in Japan only. She released albums only in Japan, and I'm like, that is living the dream.
Okay, that is a flex.
That is living the dream.
But that was when she was really young, right? She was like a teenager. Pre-charmed, all that.
Pre-charmed, yeah. Oh, I'm inspired. Thank you so much, Justin. All right, well, next up, we have an audio note from Anthony. So let's see what he's got to say.
Hi, David and Joel. This is Anthony from Montreal, Canada. And congratulations on 5 years of Right Back Atcha and for bringing us never-ending joy. 8-year-old me never could have imagined that I would be listening to two guys 20 years later who are just so hilarious and who have the exact same music taste that I do. And I'm just forever grateful. Please never stop doing what you're doing. I really appreciate it. So my question for you today is, what would your dream episode of Top of the Pops be? So what would the lineup be? Which songs would they be singing? What costumes would they be wearing? Would there be some special choreographies? Or I don't know, who would you want to host the episode as well? Let me know. Anyway, love you guys.
Anthony, you've set the task pretty, you've set the bar pretty high with this question.
Fucking hell, that is a great question.
First and foremost, so I just want to say, A, thank you so much of like, I do really think that is what brings us all together as pop fans. And I don't want to speak for you, David, but I just always know I was sort of made to feel so alone loving the music that we love.
Yeah.
And I think a lot, hearing that other people are like, you know, no one's had the same interest as me. And we're all just so passionate about it. And there are so many of us out there.
But it's so funny because the kind of era that we talk about, that Anthony's talking about here as well, is that it was pre-social media. So we couldn't find our tribe and our community to discuss these things. So here we are discussing it retrospectively. And everyone obviously has their own take and memory of that time. And we're really glad that you guys can share this with us. Especially in my late teens when I got cable TV and I saw what Top of the Pops was, I was like, fucking hell, we don't have that in Australia. I mean, we have like our Pepsi show or whatever, but it was quite a limited run. It wasn't like a weekly thing like you guys had here. So I really was so jealous of what you guys had here. I would love Vicky B, Don't Disturb This Groove performance. I want that as part of my dream Top of the Pops episode. I also want Emma Bunton's Maybe in there.
Maybe Vicky could intro Emma.
Yeah, okay, Vicky, if you're not too busy, if you don't mind.
Because who's going to intro Emma to do Maybe otherwise?
Thank you for thinking of that. Producer JB's on it, yeah. I also want Destiny's Child's Lose My Breath. That is one of my favourite performances. I know they've done loads of performances of Lose My Breath, but when they did Top of the Pops and they walked through that runway with the circular thing, I was shook. So I need that again. And also Rachel Stevens, Some Girls.
All right. So for my dream episode, we're going to host it.
Yes, thank you. We are available.
We are available.
As we've said for the last fucking 5 years and no one's hired us.
I'm going to do sort of like the big American star that they've managed to book for the show is going to be Britney. Oops, I did it again era Britney doing Oops. And then we're going to have all the UK Britneys on the episode. So we're going to have Rachel Lauren doing Street Dreams, My LAX. Billy Paul Piper doing Day and Night.
Yes, we need Billy. Yep.
We're going to have Louise Nerding doing Naked. And then I'm going to bring them over in their UK debut, Scandalous, singing Me, Myself and I.
Thank you.
And then I'm going to have a soap girly medley.
Stop it. This show
Martin
is like...
Martin McCutcheon singing I'm Over You.
This is expensive.
Jennifer Ellison doing Bye Bye Boy.
I hope you got enough sandwiches.
Michelle Gale doing Sweetness. And Adam Rickett doing I Breathe Again in the box.
I'm sorry, Joel. This is bigger than the Brits.
And then last but not least, Geraldine Estelle Hallowell does Bag It Up.
Look, this is like crazy. What have you done, Anthony? You've like really...
It's because we wave Alfie. We'll do it for free. That's how we can afford
you think
it.
Alfie is going to like be the... Oh, okay.
David, that's how we've not had any bookings in the last 5 years. People call when I say we're too expensive. We're not. If anyone's listening, we're not.
But I love that. That is the most iconic Top of the Pops episode ever. Thank you, JB. I'm foaming at the mouth at that.
Yeah, thank you, Anthony. And anyone trying to resurrect Top of the Pops, we are available.
Okay, so this one is by David. Thanks for sending this in. Hey guys, thanks for 5 years of amazing entertainment, especially through those pandemic times. This podcast was a lifesaver. My question would be, which of your classic sayings over the years is your favorite? E.g., thank you, baby, body of work, not everybody has that, etc. JB, I feel like you... are the most iconic on this podcast for creating these moments and these sayings that...
I wouldn't say so, David. I think apart from thank you, baby, body of work was you. Not everybody has that was you.
But also edge, dead rocker.
Oh, yeah.
That is a JB. I mean, I've heard that said back to me in real life as a result of this podcast, so...
Yeah, I mean, obviously my favourite has to be Thank You, Baby.
Mine too.
Thank You, Baby. Like, that was the one. I feel like that was the first one, maybe. Body of Work is iconic.
To be honest, Body of Work is probably the oldest one because I remember hearing that quoted back to us quite early on. Didn't even know we were saying body of work. But I think someone said it was like, do a shot every time, right back at you, guys, say body of work. So I feel like that was one of the first and got to embrace it.
And it would be the one of the last. but yeah, Rocket and Edgy is brilliant. Thank you, David. All right, let's cut to some of our favourite other pop podcasters who have sent us a lovely audio note. It's Dan and Will from Track by Track.
Hello, it's Dan and Will here from Track by Track.
Yes, it's your pop-loving podcasting cousins here wanting to wish you a happy fifth birthday.
We have loved listening to both of you in action over the last 5 years, loving, celebrating and talking all things pop music from the noughties.
But we do have a couple of questions for you, as this is a special mailbag episode. And we are going to be cheeky because we do have a question each. So I would love to know, right back at you, is the 2000s pop music podcast the best 2000s pop music podcast? But what album or what era of a band would you love to talk about that isn't from this incredible time for pop music?
And I'm going to jump in with another question. What artist from the noughties is top of your pop comeback list for 2023/24?
Ooh, that's a good one.
That's good.
Have a wonderful birthday, lads. Have a glass or a bottle of Kylie wine. You deserve it.
We can't wait to hear what more you come out with in the coming months and years from our fellow pop podcasters and dear friends, David and Joel.
Aww. All the best, lads.
Oh, thank you so much, Dan and Will.
I can't believe it. Oh my God, literally our pop cousins.
Our pop cousins. Lots of love, boys. Fantastic questions from the boys at Track by Track. So, Davo, artiste from outside of the 2000s.
Okay, go on then. I know what you're going to say. I know.
Almost daily, I think about how much it is a crime that Rick Astley isn't a 2000s pop music artist because of how much I would love to dive into Rick Astley's discography, 40 million records worldwide.
You and your mum love to go to the shows, you and Wens.
And other than that, obviously the Ivory Queen of Soul, Tina Marie. What about you, gorgeous?
I mean, the K-pop question really, like, put me in a headspace because, like, I think you and I...
He's in a spin-up.
Yeah, it really did put me in a headspace because I feel like you and I, Joel, we do enjoy K-pop and we do talk about it a lot. And, you know, we are now in 2023 at a time where we've had multiple generations of K-pop artists come through. And I feel very almost nostalgic for some of the stuff that happened in the kind of early 2000s. So, yeah, I would quite like if... You know, there was an alternate universe or something else that we could talk about. 21, Wonder Girls, and, you know, these girlies that were doing it in K-pop, because it is an extension of our podcast in a way, but it's so different from the way they marketed themselves and the way they approached the performances. It's almost like it needs to be a different podcast. But yeah, it's really got me thinking. So yeah, I would say that.
We'll give you all, like, behind the scenes. We have spoken about doing like an intro to K-pop episode before, but it's such a mammoth task, isn't it? You can't do an intro. You can't do a breeze
and
over.
We don't know how many of you guys will be on board with us with that, but maybe in a few years, we'll wait and see. Yeah, but, you know, just to let you guys know, Jolie B and myself, we're that way inclined. What was the other part of the question?
Question two from Will was, which 2000s pop acts would we love to see make a big comeback? So obviously my number one, my main pop girl of all time, Rachel Lauren Stevens. Who's yours, Davo? And obviously Vicky B.
For me, the one I really want to see come back to the pop realm is Alexandra Burke.
Oh yeah, come on girl, album four, we're ready.
Heartbreak on Hold, ahead of its time possibly, or wasn't marketed properly, but I'm ready for main pop girl Alexandra Burke.
All right, well, big thank you and lots of love to our pop cousins. I've been blessed to have a few wonderful nights out with Dan and Will at One More Time, so hopefully the four of us can get together soon and have a real fun pop old time. So lots of love to the boys. All right, let's go. We have a special message from our lovely listener and fellow pop loving friend at Can't Stop the Pop.
Hello, can you hear
yes.
me? Am I getting through to you?
Hi David, hi Joel, it's Craig from Can't Stop the Pop. Congratulations on 5 years of the podcast. You're well past the shelf life for most of the acts that we talk about. So that got me thinking, what would you call your greatest hits album? And I'd also love to know from both of you what your absolute favourite episode is that you've done. And yes, Joel, you can only pick one. So which was the most fun recording? What had the best reception? Which one do you think from the last 5 years is the high point of Right Back At You? I can't wait to hear what you come up with next. Aww. And I really, really hope that one of those episodes will finally be our podcast of our watch along of the Lizzie McGuire movie. Because that personally is what my dreams are made of. Love to you both, and I'll leave you to plug my website.
Well, first and foremost, everyone, go and follow and go to the website Can't Stop the Pop. Follow them, especially on Twitter, but Instagram as well. It is
a resource.
It is a resource. It is a written form of loving pop music the way that we all do and giving it that credibility and joy that we all have. So thank you so much. Now,
I know what our greatest hits will be called.
What would it be called?
A Body of Work.
Oh my God. A Body of Work, Volume 1. Yeah, that's it. Done.
What is our favorite episode that we've done in terms of memory? Okay, what was the episode that we did Mariah? No, it might not have been Mariah, but we went to see Mariah Caution Tour and we were so drunk from like tipsy from drinking during the record.
Oh my God, that's a real throwback. Literally, guys, right?
It was back so in the much day, fun. When we lived together.
We would be crouched down in David's bedroom. I sat either side, sat on the floor, recording either side of a mic. And then it was literally like, David, we've got to go and see Mariah. So we stopped the record, went and saw Mariah, and then picked it up another day.
Was it Mystique?
I think it was Solo Spice Girls. Okay. By Mystique, I was in the wardrobe.
But yeah, whatever that was like an iconic night of us being us, that we were literally drinking responsibly while recording the podcast and then being like, oh, we got to go catch a show together. So we both left. And then, yeah, it was just such a like synergy from like audio to like real life 3D live experience and then coming back and recording. But yeah, to me, that was like such a fun time.
Oh, Forever was my favorite. Absolutely. We had so much fun doing 20 years of Forever. What do you think is an episode that people generally love the most or like the most?
If you asked me this a year ago, I would have said maybe the Solo Spice episodes plus Steps. But now I actually think the Sugar Babes and Girls Aloud episodes are becoming more prominent. So I don't know. What do you think?
Yeah, I don't know. But also, it's like, really
listen
tricky
to this episode. The Soap Stars to Pop Stars once have been referenced a lot.
Yeah, I feel like the girlies that know are the girlies that know about those eps. We know internally that our big hitters are Steps, Girls Aloud, Sugar Babes. But then
and
I think
Spice Girls.
And Spicy Girls. It's a real joy for me to hear this love for the Pop Stars episode because I felt like people didn't really listen to that episode.
Yeah, I didn't think so either. But also, like, I would see stuff in our DMs and our comments when after the Young Divas episode, people were like, oh, even that year that you weren't there at Mighty Hoopla, that I was there by myself with my friends, there was like this lovely American guy that came up to us and be like, oh yeah, we discovered Young Divas through you guys. And I was like, we brought Young Divas to a bunch of Americans. Like,
job done.
Let's think about that.
We've got a message from one of our dear friends, Joey. Now, Joey has said, hi, girls. This is my first time submitting a question to the pod, so V exciting. Joel, David, in your respective opinions, which non-pop star gives serious pop star energy? And who would you love to see make the transition to pop music? Florence Pugh, Sydney Sweeney, Paul Nichols. Lots of love, Joey. Kiss. Bless his heart.
Jolie B, I would say after watching this year's Eurovision, I need Hannah Waddingham to release a solo single.
Well, she's a musical theatre darling, so we know she's got the chops.
I'm ready for like a Papa's O'Clock with great vocals, English and French from Hannah.
Okay, he's a Hannah Waddingham stan, ladies, gents and non-binary friends. Margot Robbie.
Margot, she has main pop girl energy, but we don't know what she sounds like vocally.
Give us a song on the Barbie soundtrack.
We know the potential is there somewhere. Will she cover Heidi Montag's Body Language? Like, I'm down for that.
Or, you know, a main pop girl cover of Aqua's Barbie Girl from the soundtrack. All right. Thank you, Joey. Okay, next up, we've got a fellow Romforder in the house.
Okay, now this message is from Wolfgang. Thank you so much for sending this one in. It says, pop emergency. I guess I would love to know your thoughts on Padam Padam. And I wanted to know if David has ever made it to Romford. Joel, I'm waiting for my invite.
I haven't taken our Dave on a school trip to Romford yet.
Okay, so the rest of Wolfgang's message is, I had my first gay kiss in Romford in a club called RM1, being a barking boy. Love hearing Joel's Romford adventures, of course. And while it's Kylie month, what are your top Kylie albums for each of you? I could talk about Kylie all day and check her forums and Pop Justice for info every day. Any artists you like, you are like that for, that are just part of your daily routine, or if one that brings up that you just won't stop talking about them. Love your podcast. It has kept me company and sane on many days. Love to you both. Keep drinking the Kylie wine and spreading the love. JB, I think we can't give away our top Kylie albums just yet because we are...
on the journey.
We are on the journey, Wolfgang.
We're still feeling the fever right now.
We're feeling the fever. And, you know, I've been in a monogamous relationship for a long time, but I'm bringing the JB into this. So this is a watch this space. But your question about...
Yeah, as in, like, who is any artist that you're constantly, like, checking in on every day? There is about a 5 to 10 to 15 to 20 minute TED Talk that people... jaws are on the floor, and I've had more than once people say to me, wow, I didn't know anyone knew that much about Rachel Stevens. Wow, I didn't even know her middle name was Lauren.
If you listen to our podcast, you would know, because she's, yeah, Rachel Lauren here amongst friends and family. For me, is Danielle Jane Minogue. Like, I literally just had this in the office today. I said something and I didn't realize that I'd been talking breathlessly for a few minutes, and someone in the office was like, wow, you know a lot about Danny Minogue. I'm like, I know a lot about the Minogues. I'm into both their careers. So yeah,
he's in a monogamous relationship. We've got a little one here from one of our followers, Joe Lawrence, and he's asked, if it's not too late to ask, he would love to know how we both met and do we know any tea about each other?
Oh my God. Look at the spicy tabloidy question at the end of this episode.
And then he said, and without sounding like too much of a found boy, can he get a mini shout out? Well, Joe Lawrence, this is your shout out right now. Thank you so much for being such a wonderful fan and listener of the podcast. So, I mean, we've spoken about it on here a lot, but if any of you didn't know or you're newer to the pod, Davo and I lived together for many wonderful years. And I basically put David into a corner and said, let's start a podcast.
I think we both kind of decided to do it. A tea about each other. Joel loves his Himalayan salt. That is his favorite ingredient to cook
with. That's not tea.
That is, I mean, I'm not trying to like spill your like life secrets. So I'm giving them, yeah, I'm giving them a sprinkle of salt.
Do you know what I was thinking about the other day? This isn't tea at all, but do you remember you went through that like year of not drinking coffee?
That is a lie. I never did that.
You had a period of time where you didn't drink coffee, David Lynn.
No, that's not true.
That is true. And you'd go, I'm not drinking. You said, I'm on the green tea now.
I mean, it wasn't a year.
100%. There was a time where you were just on green tea and you were like, I just don't drink coffee anymore.
You know me better than I know myself, as Rasheen Murphy would say. Wow.
All right, Davo. We've got lovely Tom here. He goes by E London Lad, one of our lovely, lovely listeners. And we always love hearing from Tom. So let's hear what he's got to say.
Hi, boys. Hope you're both all right. Sweden calling here. So my mind immediately went to two favourite things. Number one, Sid Owen. And number two was David's favourite album, shock announcement, Jewel. As you know, I love the podcast, so there have been many more favourite moments for me. So while I'm here, I just want to say thanks for all that you have done and continue to do. And happy anniversary.
Thank you, Tom.
Thank you, Tom.
Now, let's be canonical here, and it's Sid Owens, according to David
no,
Lynn.
No, don't embarrass me like that. I was fresh in my love for Siddy. I cannot believe, do you know what? When we did our, this is like, I cannot believe our Soap Stars to Pop Stars episode has been brought up so much in this period. But Yeah.
It's culture.
Turns out it is. People really remember that. But I was shook when I saw young Sid Owens. I was like, I'm still saying his name wrong, aren't I?
There's that girl. So, yeah, I mean, David and Sid, we've got to get that hookup happening one day, girls.
Just
boys,
a little meet and greet. I'd be happy.
Little meet and greet. Little peck on the cheek.
With old City.
You need to both be awarded Rear of the Year one year.
I think my Rear is a bit better than City's right now.
Well, there we just, go.
I'm not trying to be controversial or stir up shit, but, you know.
But, I mean, look, if you follow David Lim, you get gym selfies. David Lim is in his physical era. All right, Davo, we are down to our last two voice notes of the episode. And for our penultimate voice note, we are going to hear from the lovely Tish from the 411 previous podcast guest.
Hi, guys. This is Tisha from the 411 wishing Right Back Pod a very happy 5th year anniversary. I know you're giving us a special mailbag episode, so I'm going to throw my question in now. I would like to know, in the 5 years, who have been your top three artists you've had on the show and why? Obviously, the 411 coming at number one. Just playing. We will not be offended if we don't make the cut. Sending lots of love, and we hope to be back again soon.
Aww, what a sweetheart.
Well, we love the 411. I mean, that interview was... I think you and I know, as pop fans, like, what a joy and revelation that was to get time with the girls, Carolyn and Tisha, to talk about their history. And that is kind of like what we love to do with our podcast.
Yeah, hearing from them and really talking in depth and sharing their story was extraordinary. And just such two wonderful girls.
We love them. We love them. And also, like, having that experience that we had with Belinda and Katie from Bardo on our podcast as well, having that similar thing that was just like, I mean, I guess it was a little bit different because, like, for the UK market, Bardo wasn't known, but 411, they were known here. And there was so much about their story that wasn't told that I felt like you and I were kind of, we were asking these questions and we were, like, learning in real time and being like, oh, wow, fuck. Okay.
Yeah.
We want to do more of that on our podcast where we get to dig deep with our 2000s artists that maybe weren't given that kind of seriousness and that kind of respect that they were due at their prime to tell their stories. And we want to tell their stories now if they would let us. And we'll be so honored if they would.
Absolutely. As you guys know, we're not a guest-heavy podcast. What we do is me and David breaking down, loving and celebrating this pop music. But we're so thrilled and honoured when we do have the opportunity to have such phenomenal guests on. Top three, and I don't rank any of our guys and girlies against each other because they've all been incredible. But it is telling and sharing the stories with 411, Bardo, and Maya, like, just that such career deep dives. And they were all three of them so gracious with their time, you know.
Every single one of them stayed over the time just to chat with us. We're so grateful to everyone that said yes and given so much of their time. And we hope to do more with different artists and any of them always, like,
absolutely
special place in our hearts. Always welcome back.
Both let us know who you want on the pod, but also slide into your faves DMs and tell them that they need to be on Right Back Pod, because it's these guys hearing about us and hearing from you guys that they should come on the pod. It really does help make it happen. So we have one very last special voice note, David, for the episode. And it is from our dear friend of the podcast, Richie Anderson. Let's go for it.
Hello, Joel and David Lim. I love you both so much. This is your loyal listener, Richie Anderson. The amount of train journeys I've been on where I've laughed out loud and people turn around like, is that man with the big teeth and glasses okay? And I'm like, yes, I'm listening to my favourite boys. Favourite episodes for me, the Saturdays, obviously, as I am a worshipper at the Church of Sats, and Mystique. My question for you is, I've just got back from Eurovision, which of the noughties, girl bands or girlies that you featured on one of your podcasts do you think could represent the UK and bring home the d'espoir, not including the Spice Girls, not including Girls Aloud? Go.
Richie.
Oh, thank you so much, Richie. And I mean, hats off to Richie. Like, so incredible. Like,
he works hard, doesn't he?
So hard. And like, thank you so much for sending that message, especially when you're just back from Eurovision. Boy, you must be knackered.
We are still on high of Eurovision as well. So that's a perfect question at this point.
But for the United Kingdom and get us those 12 points. 2000s pop girlies. I mean, this year's hostess with the mostest, Alicia, with a Mystique reunion.
We need Mystique.
Because imagine, right, if there was a Eurovision song with a slick rap, a killer pop tune that's like touch R&B, touch garage, choreo from all ladies, get a key change in there.
Okay. I think Mystique could slay it. Joel, who I'd really love to see send forward is either an Alexandra Burke or a Beverly Knight. Either of them.
Oh my God.
I'm ready for like an up tempo from these ladies. And like, I don't care what style. It could be like electropop, disco, whatever. But I know the vocals are going to be immense from either of these ladies. And the choreo, the serve, like, I actually would say Beverly Knight number one, Alexandra Burke number two. Like, let's give it to us. Let's have it.
That's it. That's it. Thank you, Richie.
Richie, thank you so much for sending in that voice note. And also, like, I'm one of those people, and you know me, JB, you've invited me to your Eurovision parties. I'm very, like, late to it. Like, I literally will just consume it on the night. So, yeah, I feel like I'm more high on Eurovision post than a lot of my friends, because they've been having all the rehearsals and all the semis and have watched all that, whereas I don't consume any of that. And I'm just like going in when it's live.
All right, ladies, gents and non-binary friends, this has been 5 years of Right Back At Ya. Thank you so much for joining us for this mailbag episode. Thank you for listening. Thank you to those that sent in your questions and audio notes. We love you so much and we cannot wait to continue this pop loving journey with all of us. Follow us at Right Back Pod on all social platforms. Email our hearts, rightbackpod@gmail.com. You can follow me at Dr_JoelB, and you can follow him at
@LoveLimmy.
Until next time, bye.